Time for sports from the BBC in London with me, Colin Maitland. First, football. Arsenal and Liverpool are in action at the Emirates in the young season's biggest match so far. Samir Nasri started for Arsenal despite apparently being on the verge of a move to Manchester City. Early in the second half, that score there is still 0-0. Earlier, Sunderland played host to Newcastle and the result at the Stadium of Light was Sunderland 0, Newcastle 1. The Australian international and former Leeds and Liverpool forward Harry Kewell has signed for A-League side Melbourne Victory. The 32-year-old had been with the Turkish club Galatasaray, but said he was keen to play in his homeland. On now to cricket, and England continued to build their lead in the morning session on day three of the fourth and final test against India at the Oval. The home side began the day on 457 for three, and by lunch had reached 591 for six. Ian Bell eventually out for 235. Let's get the full story from Lee James at the Oval.
Well, England remain in complete control, Colin, but it's the weather and not the Indian bowlers that has halted their progress. It began raining on the stroke of lunch, with England, as you say, 591 for six. It's still steadily falling at the moment onto the protective covers. The classy innings from Ian Bell has been the undoubted highlight. He reached his maiden double test century with a flick to the fine leg boundary. The applause and standing ovation was richly deserved. He looked composed throughout, always in control, playing beautiful straight drives and cover drives. He eventually departed for 235 when he fell LBW to Rayner. The damage, though, had already been done. Ravi Bapara and Matt Prior carried on the good work, an unbeaten partnership of 43 in just over 10 overs. But at the moment, England are delayed. They're in the pavilion on 591 for 6.
Lee, what's likely to be England's target for declaration?
Well, there's going to be discussions going on now, I think, between captain and coach. The weather will also alter their thinking as well. It's clear they want to bat just the once, but they have to have enough time to try and bowl India out twice. If it brightens up, maybe around 650. But if they stay off the field for any length of time, they may well even declare on their current score.
Thanks, Lee. Wacker Yunus is to step down as Pakistan coach after next month's tour of Zimbabwe. Wacker, whose contract was due to run until 2012, said he had no issues with anyone but was retiring due to medical reasons. Someone else with health problems is the reigning US Open tennis champion Kim Clijsters. The world number three has pulled out of the year's final Grand Slam tournament with a stomach muscle injury. Clijsters also skipped Wimbledon with a foot injury. The Fijian rugby union international Leon Nakarawa has resigned from his country's army to join Fiji's 30-man World Cup squad. The tournament's being held in New Zealand, who've banned those with ties to Fiji's military or government from entering the country following the 2006 military coup in the Pacific nation. And that's the very latest world sports from the BBC.